أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش. السورة سورة القارية. We are reading, and the surah is to shake us, to jolt us out of our unmindfulness, out of our ghaflat. And it is, even if we, the words of it are such, al-qari'ah, mal-qari'ah. In other words, like a strong knock, and it must be right on our hearts. And we must be shaken out of our unmindfulness of being just interested in this dunya, our desires, our wealth, and we are unconcerned about akhirat and the real life. The surah is revealed for that purpose. And when Allah Ta'ala is explained that that terrible trembling that will take place, and people will not be in their minds, what will be the scene on that day? And for, to make us come out of our unmindfulness, Allah explains, يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ جِزْدِينْ هُوَي لُوْكْ جَيْسَ تَبَتِنْكَ بِكْرِوَي. When people will be like flying moths. We don't see, or like butterflies, moths, etc. We don't have it much here, but in other countries they have actually farms where these they are bred, etc., and they are in great abundance. However, sometimes here we do get sometimes a number of moths that are flying around. And they're just flying around, going from one side to the other side, not really knowing where they are going. Like that will be people on the day of Qiyamah. People will be just going from one side to the other, not finding peace of mind, not knowing what to do, where to go to. So that will be on that day. May Allah protect us in this dunya also. Sometimes when there are some mob riots, etc., and people are attacking one another, people start running, and they're going skelter-helter, and they don't know where to find any shelter. All the time they are just running around. Like that will be all the people. They will have come out of their kubur, out of their graves, and they will be running around like that. So we can well imagine what will be the condition of man on that day. And Allah is telling us now to prepare for that day, that with our good amal we prepare for that day. And on that day further Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ اور ہوئے پہار جیسے رنگی ہوئی اون دھونی ہوئی. And mountains will be like colored wool that has been carded. That is, it will just have been spreaded. The mountains which are so solid in front of us. And we will see a mountain, and in fact they are used in this world. Allah has made them to peg down the world so it does not move wrongly. Just like a person working with his paperwork, and if the windows are open and a strong wind comes, all the papers fly this way and that way. So he puts some weights on those papers to keep them on their place. Like that, the mountains are keeping the earth on its place. But on that day, when the mountains will fly like cotton wool, so the earth will also not remain on its place. As late as about the 1960s, scientists found that at the foot of mountains, for a certain thing they do, they get a completely different reading compared to other places. And when they did further research in that, they found that the earth is resting on steel plates of about 200 kilometers wide. And they can move easily, but they are kept in place because of the mountains, the weight of the mountains that have been put. But when these mountains will not be there on the day of Qiyamah, and then these plates will also just move haphazard, and we'll find the whole world. At the moment, we know exactly where Australia, where New Zealand is. An aeroplane pilot, he sets his plane to fly to a certain destination, and he reaches there. But on that day, when the earth will start moving, every place will be going to a different place. There will be no system left on that day. So it will be such a day, and we should not take this lightly, or not take it just as we'll see what happens. Whatever will happen will happen, but it is a thing of great concern for a person what will happen on that day. And this then, if we take it in that sense, then hopefully we'll come out of this unmindfulness of ours. And if we just take it that how can these things happen or so, our iman is on our brains, and what we think and what we think can happen, if our iman is on those things, then it's difficult for us to accept the teachings of the Quran Sharif. But if we believe with our heart that what Allah has said is 100% true, and we are going to be facing this, so we have to prepare for that. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala reminds us, the surah starts in this way, to jolt us out of our unmindfulness, to shake us. Like somebody is there, you're advising your children and they just like not listening, then you feel like getting up and shaking them, that they must come in their consciousness and they must listen. Like that Allah Ta'ala is informing us, and Allah is telling us, just as we will tell our children that you don't know later in life what are you going to go through. Listen to me, what I'm telling you now, this is going to help you later in your life. Like that Allah Ta'ala, the all wise and the all knowing and the most merciful, is warning us of what is going to happen in front. So may Allah Ta'ala make it that our hearts can open and we take these lessons and we can make our lives accordingly.